أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today we'll make a muzakara, just a little discussion on the great value of these very, very valuable days which we are in at the moment. These are the Ashur al-Hurum, which 1 month has passed already. We are now in the second month. And the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most valuable days in the whole year of the Islamic calendar. The most Allah Ta'ala loves His ibadat is during these 10 days. These are the most valuable 10 days of the whole Islamic calendar. And the most valuable 10 nights are the last 10 nights of Ramzan Sharif. And the most valuable day in the year is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which will be next week, Saturday, for us this time, this year. And the most valuable night is the night of Laylatul Qadr. These 10 days, which effectively mean the 9 days, each day's roza, a person gets the sawab of 1 year's roza. That is from today until next Saturday. And each night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. So we can see how valuable these days and these nights are. With the least we should do is to make our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. All our namazes with Jamaat, with Takbir-e-Ula. And Allah loves His ibadat the most in the whole year during these 10 days. And that ibadat is so simple, so easy, which Allah loves, it is the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Very fortunate if we can try make during these 9 days salatul tasbih every day. So automatically we will read 300 times the third kalima. And if we don't read Salatul Tasbih, then let us try and read this kalima 300 times a day. But the best if we can, take out the time. These are very valuable days. And we try and make our Salatul Tasbih during these days. So these days are very, very valuable. Then comes the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which will be next Saturday. That day is the most greatest day in the whole Islamic calendar. And on that day, Allah Ta'ala forgives the people of Hajj. It is the day of Hajj, it is Arafah. And Allah Ta'ala grants emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. For all the Hajjis, and they are, all the gunas are made maaf, and they are like a newborn baby with no gunas whatsoever. And the dua that was recited on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and all the Anbiya Ali Salatu Wasalam is the fourth kalima. So we should try and read the fourth kalima as much as possible next week Saturday. And that is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamd bi yadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. In some narrations, wa yuhyi wa yumeet also come. So we should try and read that as much as possible. And then we should try and prepare from in advance. Also, Allah, this should have been mentioned before, but Allah Ta'ala has blessed everyone with a mini ihram. That is, that during a person who is going to be making qurbani shouldn't take any hair of his body, nails, etc. He shouldn't cut, shouldn't pare them from the first until the time that his qurbani is made. So in that way, that a person, a muhrim, a person who is in ihram, is also not permitted to cut any of his hair, etc. So Allah gave us a resemblance. And in that way, we should think of the hajis. And though we are not physically there, but our heart should be there in Makkah Sharif. And then when they go to Mina, then we also, in our heart, we should also envisage that we are also there and think of it wonderful and honorable days. And then Arafat, Muzdalifah, and Mina again, and Makkah Sharif, and back in Mina again. These are the days when the Takbir-e-Tashriq should be also read as much as possible. whenever we are making, when we make the qurbani, at all other occasions also, we should try and read the takbir at tashreeh. And from the 9th of Zulhijjah, that will be next Saturday, Fajr time, for 23 namazes, the takbir at tashreeh is very, very valuable. We have to read it. It is wajib to read it until the asr of the 13th. So 23 namazes altogether. And then the days of qurbani, there is no ibadah Allah loves more than qurbani. Ihraqidam, to slaughter and to let the blood flow. That is the most Allah Ta'ala loves during the days of qurbani. For it comes in the Hadith Sharif that that animal will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, all its hair, the fiber, and for there will be rewards for that, the hooves, the horns, everything will be weighed, and it will be in the favor of the person who made qurbani. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا. Open your heart and make the qurbani. Every year, everyone says, this year qurbani animals are very expensive. This year qurbani is very expensive. But to go eat out is not expensive. One qurbani animal, round about 3,000 rand or so, a little less or more, that is too expensive for us. And we're going to eat out one night, how much don't we spend? Today to sleep out is a fashion. And that also, how much we prepare our homes and make them the most comfortable for us. And more than comfortable, we make them luxurious for us. But when we got the time to enjoy them, we go and sleep out in some other place. So we should open our hearts and make the qurbani. Before the blood of the qurbani reaches the ground, and it reaches immediately. The minute you put the knife on the animal, that blood reaches. But before that, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah loves the qurbani. So we should open our hearts and try and make those on whom qurbani is wajib, they should not draw back in any way. And try and slaughter the best animal. And whoever are selling animals, the age people who are selling, they should not exploit the situation. That people must open their hearts and then they will make a big profit. Now, they should be reasonable also. Profit is reasonable for them, no problem with that. But they should not exploit the situation. And on the other side, we should open our hearts and try and make the best qurbani and as many as possible. Those of us who can afford, and many of us can afford, we should make nafal qurbani also. On behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our parents, etc., our ustads, our mashayikh, etc., whoever we can, lot of people who are the ummah at large, how many people, our ustads who have taught us, we should try and make qurbani on behalf of them. And try our best to make our farad qurbani ourselves. And nafil, then if you want to send it out anywhere, send out the nafil qurbani. Not all our qurbani and we don't get involved in any way. We just give the money away and we don't get involved. We should slaughter ourselves, we should clean ourselves, and then we should try and distribute the meat also ourselves. Qurbani is not for eating the meat. Qurbani is for the sawab. And we can eat, it is permissible, even if we keep all the meat. But we should distribute and give to the poor and needy also. Qurbani meat, according to Hanafis, can be given to non-Muslims also. So whoever we can, we should try and distribute and share with the others. In this end, this Qurbani, the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِ. What is this Qurbani all about? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is his sunnat and his tariqah. He was commanded to slaughter his son, Ismail alayhi salam. He was prepared. He put the knife on his throat and he even started slaughtering. But the knife will not slaughter. As the poet says beautifully, then he asked the knife that I'm putting all my force on you to slaughter the tender throat of my son Ismail alayhi salam, why aren't you slaughtering? The knife, so to say, replied in poetic form, should I listen to you who is the Khalil of Allah Ta'ala? Or should I listen to him who is Jaleel, that is Allah Ta'ala? Allah has forbidden me from slaughtering this throat. And then Allah Ta'ala sent a ram from Jannat and that was slaughtered. So this is that sunnah. And we should take the spirit of Qurbani, that as though we are slaughtering our family. Most important, we are slaughtering our haram desires. All our haram and whatever evil that is in our heart, that is actually what is slaughtering, and that is the taqwa. May yanalu Allah luhumuha wala dimahuha walakin yanalu taqwa minkum. Allah doesn't want the meat also, He doesn't want the blood also. Allah doesn't eat, what is Allah going to do with it? Allah wants this taqwa from us. So the spirit of Qurbani also. Very important, we should stay away from all gunas. Especially Qurbani time, the for taking of photos, videoing the Qurbani, etc. As it is haram to take any human, that is a photo. The animal is also an animate object that has got life. To take the photo of the animal also is haram. So we should not spoil our Qurbani and the ibadat of this great day, and which Allah loves so much, and we spoil it with our haram of taking photos. We should abstain from that fully and completely. So in this way, we should try and make our Qurbani also, and then for the takbir at tashriq also we should read. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these days. They don't come again in the year, and we don't know who will live till next year. This is the opportunity. Try and keep our rozas, make our ibadat as much as possible, and appreciate this great day. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله والحمد لله سبحان الله.